Hey, this is T.A. Marion calling in from kilometer 721 of Paddling North, and I wish you could see the sunset we're seeing at the moment. The Athabasca River is almost perfectly still, so we've got an absolute reflection of the sky and the water. The sun is just beaming into the tent here at the moment, and there's clouds in the sky that have some lovely sort of darkness to them, and it's just absolutely stellar. It's been an absolutely amazing evening after an early evening rumbly thunder squall. Fortunately, we got to camp just in time to get the tent up, get everything packed away, get me a tarp to cook under, and so I cooked dinner in the rain, but I was perfectly dry. Dinner was a yummy falafel and fried cabbage with sweet chili sauce and a little bit of dark chocolate for dessert. Definitely can see the field appetite kicking in because I think I'm already hungry. A great day here for paddling north. We managed to paddle our way out of, mostly out of human-made noise. We think we may have left the last sort of riverside development. We saw a few power boats and had a near run-in with a barge today that was hauling a couple of tractor trailer trailers and some trucks and stuff. Came around the corner, thought we were hearing a powerboat, and suddenly we were seeing a very large barge coming. We didn't think there was actually barge traffic still on the Athabasca, but fortunately we paddled across and got ourselves all situated for the wake, which was probably the largest rapid we've run on the Athabasca thus far. They were out watching us and we were watching them and gave a nice wave, so it all went well. Speaking of watching, we must have seen 1,000 geese today. They were flying in very large Vs, probably in groups of 50 to 100 in these very high altitude Vs, and we could hear them honking as they came, and you would look up and you would just see these amazingly beautiful, stunning aerodynamic Vs that would change, and you would see these waves of bird and change of leadership going through. So that was amazing to get to see. We woke up to see some wolf tracks likely on our beach, as well as a large bird that we haven't had a chance to identify by track, but obviously by the size of its footprints, it was quite large. In trying to find a camp, we saw wolf tracks on another particular potential camp, and we also saw probably what was mama and baby bear prints on another potential camp, so we left those behind and settled here at Cobble Barge Beach, which is what we're calling it, and Cobble because it's got quite a lovely cobble layer. A little bit challenging to get tent stakes in, but we're wonderfully above the river level, have a lovely flat platform of sand and a barge so we can remember our encounter with the barge. It was interesting. Energy was probably flagging before the barge incident, and then suddenly we had all kinds of energy, and we paddled for another couple of hours. After dinner and the squall had gone, an absolutely stellar evening, as I said, we caught up on a few little jobs. Marion repaired the attachment for her painter line on the cover. I made a little holder for a chapstick and did some work on our dry bags. And a kind of a fun little thing tonight is we made our own asphalt road. Marion found a little chunk or lump of oil sands, which we had learned at the Discovery Center could actually look like kind of globs of asphalt on the beach. And she brought it over to the fire, and we did what any good outdoor folks would do, is of course we threw it on the fire, and it kind of steamed, and then it kind of smoked, and then it started to bubble. So at that point, I pulled it out and kind of took another rock and pretended I was a paver and got it all nice and flat. So we made our own little mini highway, and we were experiencing the oil sands firsthand. It was a bit of a mixed bag of weather today, some clouds, some squalls, a little bit of pecks of rain, but mostly a pretty lovely sunny day and a tailwind, so we enjoyed that as well. And I had an update already for you with some pictures, because there was just a momentary flicker of coverage. I don't know if it'll come back, but I couldn't get that sent out, but I'll send that out whenever next we come into a little bit of coverage, which is likely in Fort Chip in a few days. Told you about dinner. Breakfast was Black Forest oatmeal. Pretty exciting. our oatmeal or with the ancient grains mixed in, a little Jordan's granola with some dark chocolate chunks accentuated by dark chocolate with some of our dehydrated raspberries and some sunflower seeds, chia seeds, and hemp hearts. It was a pretty darn tasty way to start the day and kept us powered through till about 1 o'clock when lunch was torts with hummus and a little bit of salami and cheese. So we continue to eat here well at Paddling North, continue to keep the variety up to keep us interested in eating. And obviously we're having a pretty good time tonight as I was trying to type up my update. Probably a group of 50 or 60 geese went floating by. They were honking and grunting and singing, and they didn't actually perceive us because we were sitting quite still. And then at one point, Marion just sort of said a word to me, and suddenly they realized we're here, and they all just took off flying. So that was pretty good to just sort of sneak up on some geese. Well, we didn't sneak up, but they floated by. And also, we had a beaver do the same. So loving the immersion here, loving getting back at it, and we hope you all had a fine Wednesday, and we will talk to you soon, like tomorrow. Okay.